A Mount Allison researcher is backing the latest call for the federal and provincial governments to formally investigate unexplained neurological symptoms that have been noticed in New Brunswickers over the past 8 years. Dr. Matthew Betty is a Mount A professor of math and computer science who specializes in modeling disease spread. Last year, he started a research survey to help narrow down possible causes or circumstances related to over 200 people who are reportedly suffering from an atypical, unknown neurological disease in the eastern parts of New Brunswick. And last month, he signed his name to an open letter written by Moncton medical student James Paddle, calling for an immediate public health investigation. Paddle studied and later did a work placement with Dr. Allier Marrero, the neurologist who first identified patients with atypical neurological symptoms. Up until May 2021, Marrero's work was being supported jointly by New Brunswick Public Health and Public Health Canada. But then New Brunswick cut ties with Public Health Canada and appointed a steering committee to review the 48 cases they currently had on file. That committee later concluded that the 48 cases were actually attributable to known causes and closed the investigation. But Marrero has continued to see more and more referred patients with sets of symptoms he can't explain. Paddle says the number of patients is up to over 200 and includes people of all ages, even teenagers. Paddle also says that urine tests of those patients have returned results showing well above detectable amounts of glyphosate and other pesticides, and he also expresses concern that BMAA, a bacteria present in blue-green algae, could be related. Matt Betty is also interested in potential environmental causes of the unknown disease, but his approach to the problem is the opposite of New Brunswick Public Health's. Instead of capping case numbers at 48 and looking at just those cases, Betty is casting a wider net. His research survey is open to anyone, including people who might not be experiencing anything strange, who will serve as a control group. The idea is to hear from as many people as possible across the province, in process capturing the hundreds that are experiencing possibly new unknown conditions. But the uptake of the survey has been slow. Betty has about 50 respondents, and about 26 of those have reported symptoms fitting the profile put together by Marrero and colleagues. Betty says he's not that surprised at the slow uptake.
I knew it was going to be tough to get people just, you know, a grassroots approach takes a long time. Grass takes time to grow. It's called grassroots for a reason, but I thought there would be more buy-in by now, yes, but I'm not necessarily surprised, right? That we're talking about people who the system has abandoned very publicly, and they're probably burned out, and they probably don't want to go through any sort of anything again, right? Again, our study could not determine all, you know, it probably won't pinpoint a cause, but it can, you know, we have enough questions in there that we could probably determine with enough data and enough people whether this is environmental, whether it is a one factor thing or multiple, like multifaceted problem. You know, I know that there's been news now, and again, it suffers from the same problem with glyphosate testing, which, you know, we would have to see the general level of glyphosate in people's blood before you can conclusively state that that's causing problems or that is causing problems. And I mean, personally, I'm not sure there is one silver bullet. I think there's a lot of environmental testing and regulation that doesn't happen in New Brunswick. And I think it's possible we're seeing, you know, the bubbling effects of all these things kind of failing at the same time, probably pushed by climate change. You know, when you have a pot of water and it's not boiling, but you can see the bubbles at the bottom, that might be where we are.
Betty says that with a study like the one he's conducting, the more the merrier. But even with 50 respondents, 26 of whom report symptoms matching the case profile, he has observed some things. The ages of those reporting is spread out, with a bump in those between 30 and 50 years of age. And there appears to be a geographical concentration.
We do, just from our control group and from our the cases that we do know of, like it, we can confirm that, you know, this is strictly an Eastern New Brunswick thing, mostly Northeastern. And there's nothing weird happening in the rest of the province. It tends to be located, the people that we've spoken to tend to be located either by bodies of water or in areas of heavy forestry, which is why I say it seems like a multifaceted problem.
Betty says he's hoping to get more respondents to the research survey, which could help identify patterns and theories that could be further explored with other testing. He says things could move a lot more quickly with governments supporting the process.
There's so much to be done and there's so little buy-in to do it that it kind of grinds things down to a halt. Like, I mean, usually my line is science is slow, and it is, right? Because if you want to do things right, it takes time and you have to make sure every I is dotted, every T is crossed. And so it does take time, even when you have all the data available to you. Getting data, especially when it's medical data, is extremely, extremely difficult to do. And it can be facilitated when governments are involved and governments, you know, and patients allow that stuff to be disseminated a little bit more widely, not even, you know, anonymized even. Data would help. But, you know, identifying places where this might happen, coming up with hypotheses, you know, glyphosate is one. There's the BMAA angle. There are just many different things that can be causing this, right? Like climate change with warming waters and melting ice caps. You might expect viral encephalitis cases to rise. All of these things could be causing the things that we're seeing now. And in order to get a handle on that, you need a lot of work, right? You need to be testing waters. You need to be testing people for things like viral encephalitis. You need to know what a baseline glyphosate level in the bloodstream is. You need to know if people who are experiencing these symptoms have elevated levels of that. You need to know which bodies of water they frequented, and you need to be doing regular testing on those bodies of water to make sure that there's no toxic algae in there. There's a ton of work that needs to be done, mostly in, you know, environmental testing, but it can't get done if there's not buy-in from the right stakeholders. And our provincial government seems to have its priorities a little out of whack right now.
Betty says the onus is on the provincial government to get involved with research, and that's one of the main reasons that he decided to add his name to James Paddle's open letter.
In part, it was to try to get our survey out there, and just on principle, right? The overarching theme of that letter is for further study, and that's exactly what we're trying to do. So it's just on principle, it made sense, right? Like, if we could get support, right now it is me and a couple students that work on this, and it would be nice if, you know, we had real support, and if we can make real connections with people in government, with other academics, and build a real, you know, study team to study this in earnest. One of the things that I learned from working with public health agency and with Health Canada during COVID was that these, like, you know, think tanks work. You get a bunch of people with different expertise in a room, and ask them to solve a problem, and it works, and it works well, and it can be very effective. And that seems to be something that's not happening here. I think it's starting to happen, which is nice, that, you know, more and more people are getting involved, which is great. But there's a long way to go. And if we had governmental support at any level, I think that would go a long way.
That's Mount Allison math and computer science professor Matt Betty, who is heading up a research survey into possibly unknown neurological conditions in New Brunswick. So far, Betty has about 50 respondents, with 26 having the unexplained symptoms. Ideally, he'd like that number to grow to encompass the over 200 people that have been identified by neurologist Dr. Ali Marrero over the past 8 years. Absolutely anyone can fill out Betty's survey, either online, on paper, or over the phone. He's casting a wide net, looking for anyone who has lived in or spent considerable time in New Brunswick over the past 20 years. To get the survey or find out more, email mbetty@mounta.ca. That's mbetti@mta.ca, with the subject line NB disease.